Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Tainas, Perik Dalit, Mishnah Dalit. Kol Yom Shiesh Bei Hallel. Any day where they say the whole Hallel, like Chanukah, and there's no Musaf. So the contingent of Yisraelim, being part of the Maimed, that are in Yerushalayim, did not read the Parsha of Mayadeh B'Shachris, didn't say the extra tefillos. Basically, none of the extra things were done as far as Maimed is concerned, Chanukah morning. Ein boy Maimed B'Shachris. Let's try to understand what their schedule was. These Yisraelim sent to Yerushalayim. Their job was to stand there by the Shechita and the Zrika of the Karban. Then, normally, they would have to leave the Beis HaMikdash, go to the Batei Knesias in Yerushalayim, say Kriya Shema, Daven Shemoneh Esrei, and then engage in the Seder HaMaimed, which is the Kriya Seder and the extra tefillos. They have to rush back to the Beis HaMikdash then, and be there when they're mashlim the Karban, the Akrava Se'evrim, the limbs going up on the Mizbeach, the Ketores, and the Nesachim, the pouring of the wine. Our Mishnah is telling us that on a day where you have Hallel, the complete Hallel, we didn't want them to spend extra time after Shachris to do what normally the people of the Maimed do. Because it's very late. They know they have to rush back to the Beis HaMikdash to be there for the end of the Karban, as explained. And we're scared they're going to see before Hallel that there's not enough time, they'll skip the Hallel. So who says it's more important for them to skip the Maimed? Maybe if there's not enough time, they should rather lay in the parasha of the Maimed, say the extra tefillos, and not say Hallel? Well, the answer is Hallel is considered a takana kiduma. It was a takana that was put into place before the takana of the Maimed, and therefore it has more chashivas. But bear in mind, it's dafka the Seder Maimed of Shachris that they were mevatel. When it comes to Mincha and to Ne'ilah, so they're back to doing what they're supposed to do, the psukim and the extra tefillos. Furthermore, it's dafka the Anshei Maimed in Yerushalayim that the morning of a day they say full Hallel, skip the Maimed in the morning. Those that are outside of Yerushalayim, that are in their respective Batei Knesias in their town, they say the Maimed even Shachris, after Hallel. They don't have to rush back to the Beis HaMikdash. They're not going to the Beis HaMikdash. Vayitra, says the Mishnah, Karban Musaf, on a day that there's Karban Musaf, let's say Rosh Chodesh, Ein Boy, so they didn't read or say the Psukim and Tefillos of the Maimed, not by Musaf, not by Mincha, and even not by Ne'ilah, something which they did do every single day, although they did say it by Shachris. What about Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? We say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh also, but that's only half Hallel. That's a minig. That's not a takan of the Nevi'im. So on Rosh Chodesh in the morning, we'd rather they do the Maimed. When you say full Hallel, we're more concerned with the Hallel. Fine, let's get back to Rosh Chodesh over here. On a day that there's a carbon Musaf like Rosh Chodesh, so in the morning you want them to say the Maimed. Why not by Musaf? Why not by Mencha? Why not by Nila? And the answer is because they're busy with Musaf. Sometimes you have to be makriv several karbanis, sides of the carbon tamid. But these are Yisraelim. Yisraelim aren't makriv karbanis. True, but they can be busy with certain assist roles to the karbanis. They're helping, chopping wood, drawing water, letzarech hakarbanis. And the Chachamim were concerned, if they're going to see before the Hakrov of Karban Musaf, there's not enough time for both to help out with the Musaf and to do the Seder HaMaimed, they're going to do the Seder HaMaimed instead, and that's not what Chazal would like them to do under those circumstances. So on a day that there's Musaf, we say, no Maimed by Musaf, help out with the Karban. Again, so even though it says Karban Musaf ain't by Benila, what it means is, even by the later Nila, there's no Maimed, for sure. They don't say the Mamadais, not by Mincha, and not by Musaf, because that's the main problem. We want them to have their first priority to help out with the Karban. Here too, we're referring only to those in Yerushalayim. The Yisraelim that are part of the Anshei Maimed in their respective cities have no reason to be Mevatel the Maimed, not by Musaf, not by Mincha or Nila, because they're not helping out with the Karban anyway. Vayitra Zakta Mishnah, Karban Eitzim. During a day of Karban Eitzim, we'll soon explain what this means. Ein by B'mincha. The Anshei Maimon in Yerushalayim will not say the Seder of Mamadis by Mincha. They will say it by Ne'il. When the Bnei Agayla went up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael during the times of Ezra and Nehemiah to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, they were building the second Beis HaMikdash. They found no wood. The Lishka Se'etzim, when they finally had the Beis HaMikdash ready, was empty. They needed wood for the Merach and the Mizbeach. Many Mishpachas jumped at the opportunity, and they were menadiv wood from their own for the Mizbeach. They gave over the Eitzim to the Tzibur. And there was a whole seder. The first mishpacha was menadavid on the first day of Nisan, and that lasted till Chav Tamis. The second mishpacha was menadavid then on Chav Tamis, that lasted until Chamish Asa B'Av, and then there was a third mishpacha that came in. We're going to see later in our Mishnah that there were nine zman. Lezecher this mitzvah, the Nevi'im were masakin, that their children, on these special days, their zecher to bring etzim, their own etzim to the Mizbech. Even though once the Lishka was up and running and was full of etzim, they didn't accept personal donations of etzim, but for these families they did. And that day was considered a Yom Tif, it was Aser behesped of a tainus, and to do Malacha for them. And when a Mishpacha brought etzim, they also brought a Karbin Behema, La'olas Nadav, and that's called Karbin Etzim. That's how most Rishonim learn. Some say they brought the wood itself as a carbon, but we'll learn the way most Rishonim do. They brought a special carbon oil that was called carbon etzim. And as a covet for this mishpacha that was being menadiv this wood, the Bnei Yerushalayim and the Anshei Amayim went out toward the mishpacha the same way they would go out toward the people that bring Bikura. So our Mishnah is telling us that on a day where you have this carbon etzim, during one of these 9 days, ain't by, there's no maimed by mincha. And again, only by mincha. You have a maimed by nila. Why not by mincha? Because the etzim were brought before mincha. They all went out to greet the mishpacha. Chazal were concerned. They're going to see there's not enough time. They're going to be mevatel, the inyan of the carbon etzim, because they're going to say we're busy with the maimed. So Chazal said, no maimed by mincha on a day that there's carbon etzim. Divi Rabbi Akiva, zehalt Rabbi Akiva. Amalei ben Azay said to Rabbi Akiva, but kachay Rabbi Yeshua shayna. This is how Rabbi Yeshua learned. Rabbi Yeshua learned different than you. Rabbi Yeshua learned that carbon musaf, on a day that was carbon musaf, like Rosh Chodesh, ain't by, there was no maimed. And again, when we say there was no maimed, that meant reading the parasha and the extra tefillos, there was no maimed b'mincha. And for sure, by musaf, there was no maimed. But by ni'ila, there was a maimed. Unlike Rabbi Akiva, who says, on a day of carbon musaf, you didn't have the maimed not by musaf, not by mincha, and not by ni'il. Furthermore, carbon etzim, on a day of the carbon etzim, according to Rabbi Yeshua, so you said, Rabbi Akiva, there's no maimed by mincha, but there's a maimed by nila. Rabbi Yeshua said just the opposite. On a day of carbon etzim, there's no maimed even by nila, and for sure by mincha. And indeed, the Gemara says, Chazer, Rabbi Akiva taka change, liyashayna to learn kibin azay the way ben azay does, b'shem Rabbi Yeshua. Now let's try to understand this. L'chayra, what's more important, musaf or the carbon etzim? The carbon etzim is the Rabbanan. It's a takana that they made to honor those that gave of themselves when they built the second Beis HaMikdash. Karbon Musaf is min HaTorah. Shouldn't we be more concerned for Karbon Musaf than Karbon Etzim? And the answer is no. It works the other way around. Karbon Musaf being that it's midivrei Torah, there's less chance they're going to push it off. The rule is divrei Torah leboi chizuk. Memeila halt Rabbi Yeshua, on a day that there's Musaf, so v'nechanami by Mincha, there's no Maimed, and by Musaf there's no Maimed, because the Shetaka be busy with the Karbon Musaf, but by Nila, no problem, there could be a Maimed. On the other hand, when it comes to carbon etzim, which is similar to a dirabanan, and people are more likely to perhaps make a mistake and say it's not so important, so here we have to be more strict. Here we say there's no maimed, not only on this day of carbon etzim, not only do they not say the maimed by mincha, do they not say it by musaf, but even by ne'ila they don't say. So once again, on a day that there's halel, that means full halel, which is the kun of nevi'im, the people of the Maimed in Yerushalayim did not say the Seder of Maimed B'Shachris. We were scared. They're going to run out of time, and they're not going to say Hallel. We'd much rather they say Hallel. On a day that there's Karbon Musaf, like Rosh Chodesh, according to Rabbi Akiva, they didn't say the Maimed not by Musaf, not by Mincha. They should make sure to help out with the Karbon Musaf. However, they did say it by Ni'ila. At least that's what we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah. On a day of the Karbon Etzim, they don't say the Maimed by Mincha. They do, however, say it by Nila. That's to make sure they do what they have to for the carbon etzim. And then we learned Rabbi Yeshua, and eventually Rabbi Akiva would agree to this, says the other way around. On Rosh Chodesh, like a day of Musaf, there's taka no maimed by Mincha and by Musaf, but there is by Ni'ila. On a day of carbon etzim, where it's more likely they're not going to take it seriously enough, they said no maimed, not by Mincha, not by Musaf, and also not by Ni'ila. Some ask, how could you have Tfilas Ne'ila on Rosh Chodesh? Tfilas Ne'ila always comes when there's a tainus. And on Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast. So some say that there could be Ne'ila, even on a day there's no tainus. And others say That's the sheet of the Ritva. That this that a mamadish should fast is an old gezeira, still miyamais hanaviyim. And that's a strong gezeira, such a strong gezeira, that they would fast even on Rosh Chodesh. It's similar to the halacha that we learned that when Bezen is geizer a tainus on the tzibur, and they start fasting, and then one of the days turns out to be Rosh Chodesh, that they also fast on Rosh Chodesh. In Meschilu, Ein Mafsikin, like we learned earlier.